This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I am one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four kiddos, and co-author of Full-Time Families, and coming to you live tonight for the first of six mini-series shows this summer from the beautiful Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And on the line with me tonight, as always, is my beautiful co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschooling, traveling mama to four beautiful kiddos. And we are coming to you also from the East Coast, but we are way down south in the southwest part of Florida, enjoying the last few days, if not week, of our time here in Florida. And I am also so excited, Kimberly, about our new summer series. Every topic that we have for these next six shows is near and dear to my heart, so I'm excited to talk about them.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. This show is dealing with naysayers and what I like to call negative Nellies. And this is a really hot topic when you broach the subject to your friends and family home that you want to go full-time on the road. It's not usually well received. I think that the smaller percentage of people report that their parents or friends back home were really, really supportive. In fact, more often than not, the parents and friends back home are not supportive. What was it like, Mary Beth, when you told your friends and family that you wanted to go full time on the road?
Well, you know, I have to be really honest and say that we didn't really make a big announcement. We already felt the pressure that what we were doing, because we kind of eased into our full-time lifestyle very gradually. So it wasn't this big explosion of a grand plan. And so I already felt the negativity, you know, in the very beginning. So I walked on eggshells, I'll be very honest. And, you know, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, because it is something that we still face today, 3 years down the road into this lifestyle that we love so much. But in truth, there's not a lot of my friends and our family's friends and family members really back home that completely understand it. It's been an uphill battle, and it still is an uphill battle.
You know, I'm so glad you touched on both subjects, because sometimes when you talk about naysayers, you're talking about, like you said, that grand announcement, which we did, and I will get to in a minute. But also, like you mentioned, sometimes it doesn't get better. But back to when we made the grand announcement, I remember being at the kitchen table in my in-laws house. And, you know, if you followed our story at all, you know that it took us 3 years from the inception of the idea to actually launch our family. We wanted to get all our ducks in a row. I'll touch on that a little at the end of the broadcast, but we did give them considerable amount of advanced warning. And I have a very wonderful, generous, lovely mother-in-law. And when I said at her table that we really wanted to go full-time on the road, she said, and I quote, "You want to raise my grandchildren in trailer parks?" And I said, "No, I want to raise your grandchildren where people wait and save all their pennies to go on vacation." That's where I want to raise your grandchildren. So, suffice to say, she was not excited about our decision, and I completely understood why. We lived around the corner from them, and it was going to be quite a shock to the system to not have us right around the corner anymore. It was very important to her that her and the grandchildren have a very strong relationship, as it is important to us too. But unfortunately, we weren't willing to put our dreams and our aspirations on hold so that we could be right there. Since we've left, we have done things to help foster a relationship, a strong relationship to the grandparents, and my kids are very connected to both sets of grandparents, but we couldn't just stay there just because that's what they wanted us to do. So I have always heard over and over again at many, many campfires the same types of stories. And, you know, truth be told, full-time families, the support aspect of full-time families was born out of this. When you decide to go on the road, there's not a lot of people that can really reach out and be your support network, even if your friends and family understand what it is you want to accomplish, even if you're that 1% that, you know, they're behind you saying, yeah, that's a great idea. That doesn't mean they know what it's like to be out here doing this. And so, you know, having that support on the road and having a bunch of people saying, you know, we're out here waiting for you, we're pulling for you, if you get in trouble, we'll be here for you. That's where that whole support piece came from, because there was so little of it when we started. But you have written this amazing blog piece, because I could tell that this is a hot button issue for you too. It's very emotional. It's very, very emotional. Does it feel like rejection sometimes, Mary Beth?
You know, I really examined that. As you know, it took me 2 days to write this post. I tried to be objective, but I did take it personally. And I do take it personally, because I do feel like that we faced a little bit of rejection. And still, you know, we started homeschooling and full-time at the same time. And I can just remember it was a double dose of a battle. And I just, you know, from right out of the gate, you know, it was rejection. It was judgmental. And it still feels very judgmental. And maybe the family members of our lives and close friends, I don't think they mean to be judgmental for whatever reason that we can talk about this later in the broadcast, but I think it just comes from, you know, fear, a little bit comes from fear on the other side, not necessarily from our side, and really just misunderstanding and really just the inability to look at someone else and say, okay, you know, you're not doing what I would do, but it's still okay.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I had this great enthusiasm, especially after we came back from our first big trip on the road. I was so like pumped up and excited. And, you know, I couldn't wait to share all my information. And it just, it not only did it fall on deaf ears, but it was kind of like the ears were shut. You know, they didn't want to hear anything about it. And, you know, the homeschool aspect of it was already a big kick in the pants as far as they were concerned. And the full-time thing, you know, it was just over the top. And I think rejection is a good word. And the word that really comes to my mind more than any other word is really just that I felt it felt judgmental.
Right.
More than anything.
Okay. Well, you've written this amazing post dealing with naysayers that is on Diary of a Road Mom. And then it's also syndicated on Full Time Family. So you can find it in both places. And you have this acronym, CRUSH, C-R-U-S-H. And that's not to say that you should hurt or run over or physically crush naysayers. It's the acronym for consider, remember, understand, safeguard, and have faith. So let's get right in there. With consider. I'll take the first one. Consider the source. I took a close look at the cynical conversation and quickly analyzed if I want to be where that person is in his or her life. If that person I'm talking to is not an expert or has experience in the subject, I discount the information being given. I do not let someone steer me down the path of their own dreams, or more importantly, away from their own fears. That's so good for you to say. I love that. A short evaluation of the naysayers' background will undoubtedly lead you in the opposite direction. So C is consider.
That's right. And R is remember. And that is remember your vision. Think about your dreams and tackle your fears. The best way to do all of these things is to surround yourself with enablers. Instead of facing negativity, I just really advise you to invest your time with positivity. How can you ever expect to do amazing things unless you have amazing dreams? So I just want to encourage you to reflect on your past, concentrate on your present, and look into the future while always keeping the prize in focus. Keep your eyes on the prize and just remember your vision.
Perfect. Now U is understand your position. You are a person who holds the key to your destiny. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. You are the person who holds the key to your destiny. Decide who you want to be and not what they want you to be. Lewis Carroll once said, if you don't know where you're going, then any road will get you there. By developing a strong sense of who you are and the goals you have for yourself, following a clear path to success will come naturally. That just talks about all our intentional living that we talk about on the show all the time.
That's right, KT. And the S stands for safeguard, and that is to safeguard your aspirations by keeping your goals from the killjoy that's just waiting to tear apart your ambitions. You need to keep those close to you and keep them safe. And keep those naysayers at arm's length because they're skeptical. They're skeptical in nature, and they'll do nothing more than inject negative energy into your otherwise positive existence. They'll point out all the horror stories that may possibly occur while just weighing you down with emotional baggage. You know, your dreams are precious, so keep them safe and keep them free from the suffocation of a wet blanket.
Amen to that. Absolutely. And H is your final tip here. Have faith. When I intentionally activate my faith, I am reminded that I will persevere. I'm aware of my fears, but do not let them serve as a guide to where I will go or will not go. Fear is only faith that something will not work out. Do not let the naysayer's voice of gloom snuff out the spark that ignites the fear of your dreams. Energize yourself with faith and carry on. It's so true. It's so true. I just want to add one thing, and that is perspective. Know that even though all this rejection and judgment is coming at you, really some of it could be caused by the sheer fact that they love you and will miss you desperately, and maybe they feel rejected and judged that you are dreaming something that is in opposition, direct opposition to what they want your life to be. So, you know, just keep some perspective. These are people that love you. Otherwise, they wouldn't care enough to give you any problems. You find that to be true, Mary Beth?
I do. I do. And one other thing I wanted to add to this is myself was that, you know, I am all for constructive criticism. And there are things that we've done just like we would have if we were in a house or, you know, living in a an apartment or whatever. And that is, you know, constructive criticism is good. And it's something that I think you should always consider, especially from someone who loves you or someone that knows you really well. But there is a big difference between constructive criticism and just a negative Nelly. And I love that word. And I know you use it often. And you just have to really decipher that, because there will be trials and tribulations in your everyday life. You know, and roadblocks will require detours in the journey ahead. But if you are intentional in achieving your goals, then you can crush the naysayers right out of your immediate future and just keep you moving in the right direction of your dreams.
Perfect. Well, you know, we have 2 minutes to spare, so I want to give a 1 minute update on full-time families and then ask you for a 1 minute update on Road Trip Teacher, and then we will wrap our first mini series show. I'm so proud of us. I love this post that you came up with. I think it's going to help people a lot. Full-time families and Road Trip Teacher are hosting the Not Back to School Road School Rally in Branson the 10th through the 14th of September, and there are 3 spots left, people. So if you plan on coming, it's now or never. Also, I am currently on a virtual book tour promoting my brand new book, Our Journey Journal, and it's a place where you can tell the story of your most daring adventure, specifically the leap that you made into your full-time lifestyle. And there are many pages dedicated to dealing with naysayers, including visualizing what that discussion is going to look like with the people in your life who you love and what you think that their reaction is going to be, and a place for you to actually record what their reaction was. This is all very important information to record for generations to come, because many years from now, people will ask you, including your grandchildren, why it is you did what you did when you did it. And it's great to have it all written down for you. In fact, it's going to be great when your children do stuff that you don't approve of for you to look back and see, oh yeah, I was a bit of a risk taker and I mentored that in them, and maybe that's why they're doing this. So what's going on at Road Trip Teacher, Mary Beth?
Well, you know, in light of our 6-week mini series over at Road School Moms, I decided to kick off sort of the same sort of a thing over at Road Trip Teacher. So if you visit the learning shop over at roadtripteacher.com, you are going to find, after every one of our mini series shows here at Road School Moms, that I'm going to post a little mini lesson. This week's mini lesson is going to be about the Everglades, because it's a place that we absolutely love. So my Road School 101 crew is going to be doing just a little bit of R&D every week on one of our favorite places that we've visited. It'll be a destination that we have been at personally, and we're going to post just a little mini lesson on it. It'll have a couple of free printables, and it'll just be a really quick way to learn about an area. And if you want to have more information about the area, then you'll be able to springboard right into one of our destination study guides that's available over at the learning shop. The other thing that we're doing over at Road Trip Teacher is coming up with 2 or 3 different scavenger hunts. The one that we've posted earlier in the spring for the beach scavenger hunt has been wildly popular. It's one of our most requested printables off of our website. So we are going to expand those scavenger hunts and offer them for all kinds of different locations that you may find yourself in the different seasons of the year. So that's what we're doing over there. I have to tell you that one of the things that I read while I was researching some of this information to do this post was a quote that Gandhi said, and I'm just going to say it real quick, and that is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they will try to fight you, and then you win. And I read that and I thought about it and I memorized it. And it's something I'm going to keep in the back of my mind, not only to be able to crush the naysayers out of my life for things that may or may not happen in my future, but I just think it's a really good positive thought to keep in your mind as you try to achieve your goals.
Well, absolutely. I love that. And I love ending on that. I want to ask any of our new listeners, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please go ahead and give us a rating. If you do, Mary Beth has a special offer for you.
That's right. If you give us a review, no matter what your review is over on iTunes, you just email me at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I will be glad to send you the digital product of your choice right out of Road Trip Teacher. And in the meantime, if you give us less than 4 or 5 stars, that's okay. The offer is still valid, but please do either email Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com or me at info@roadtripteacher.com and let us know what we can do to improve our show, because we are always looking for that constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
Anything else we need to say?
That's it. That's a wrap. We did it.
All righty. Well, listen, we are so excited to have joined you tonight. We know that it was a quick 15 minutes, but we enjoyed every single second. We'll be right back here next week, same time, same place at 9 p.m. Eastern time from wherever in the world you are. And until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.